As we just heard, people in the hardest hit areas are starting to get aid. But there's another economic lifeline that many Filipinos are counting on, the money sent from families living abroad. Remittances are a major part of the country's economy, and that steady flow of cash is now more critical than ever. Here's the world's Monica Campbell.
For Bernadette Herrera, it's hard to be away from home, seeing on TV how the typhoon has smashed the Philippines.
It's hard because the Filipino people now, you know, you saw in the TV, they are asking help, they're asking water, money.
I met Herrera at a Filipino community center in San Francisco. The Bay Area is home to one of America's largest Filipino populations. Herrera's family is safe, but Kiko Carcelar is still waiting for word. He's from one of the hardest hit areas.
I have relatives living in downtown Tacloban. I heard from two of them that two families are safe, but the others, they don't know. Their faces flashed on me, and now they are gone. Imagine, flattened.
Both say the disaster has put their obligations into focus. They're here to help raise funds while also keeping up their other responsibility, sending money to their families. Kiko Carcelar's worked as a telecom field technician in the Bay Area for years, and he's still a major breadwinner for those back home.
Actually, regularly, I spend for the education of my nephews and nieces and daughters and children of my co-workers before.
Herrera has worked as a caregiver and a house cleaner. She scrapes together at least $1,000 to send home every month.
For the food, especially, that's the basic, you know, the things that they need every day to pay the tuition fee for the students.
She's part of at least 10 million Filipino expats working around the world. They're nannies, nurses, and other professionals in the U.S. There's also a vast Filipino workforce in the Middle East, Europe, and parts of Asia. Most send money home. And this year, Filipino remittances are expected to total $26 billion. And that was the calculation before the typhoon.
This is the padala system. I will send, you know, like in the Middle, you know, Middle East, they call it the hawala.
That's Jay Gonzalez, a Philippines expert at the University of San Francisco.
The other thing that's sent there is care boxes. There's a million care boxes that arrive in the Philippines. These are very heavy, more than 100 pounds. Filipinos fill them up with almost anything. Anything that comes from Costco, anything that comes from sales. Canned goods, chocolates, clothes, you know, even rice.
Now, Filipinos abroad are trying to channel cash toward relief efforts. Terrence Vallon leads the National Alliance for Filipino Concerns. It's organizing fundraising efforts at the community center and across the U.S.
Folks are looking for something where they can trust that their monetary donations are going directly to communities on the ground in the Philippines. And that's what we provide as a grassroots relief operation that has partners, NGOs, schools, and churches in the Philippines that we work with.
But if you ask about collaborating with government agencies in the Philippines, people here shake their heads. Corrupt, they say. Bernadette Herrera brought up a major scandal that's unfolding in the Philippines. Officials are accused of stealing millions in public funds.
They have big money, but they are not using the money for the people, you know.
Earlier this year, some expat Filipinos tried to organize a one-day moratorium on remittances to flex their economic power and protest government corruption.
Can you imagine a day where a Filipino, there's no inflow of remittances to the Philippines? That will be a disaster.
Professor Jay Gonzalez monitored the experiment. So did it work?
No, because the problem with not sending remittances is it has devastating effects to family. I will receive text messages from my mom and my dad if I don't send my, you know, remittance. It's a lifeline.
Bernadette Herrera says she's about to send her regular monthly remittance. And now she plans to find a way to squeeze even more out of her earnings to donate and help her country rebuild. For the world, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.